Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, October 21st, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Las Vegas, Nevada. And Apple today released iOS 8.1, and with that, of course, we do get a couple of security fixes, given that it's rather soon after 8.0 came out. Not a lot of security fixes. I think I only counted a total of 5 CVEs being fixed. Of note here, a fix for the Poodle vulnerability in SSL. SSL version 3 will now be used only with stream ciphers. And we got also fixes for Bluetooth input devices, for iCloud data access, some of the new keyboard functionality that was released with 8.0, and house arrest, which affects how documents are being encrypted. Two of these vulnerabilities also apply to Apple TV and were released as Apple TV 7.0.1. The two vulnerabilities are the Bluetooth vulnerability as well as, of course, the SSL version 3 Poodle vulnerability. And Microsoft is having more issues with its patches. It had to take back yet another October patch. This one was for Windows 7 and Windows Server 2008 and added SHA-2 support. Apparently on some systems, in particular if BitLocker was enabled, this patch caused reboots of the system until the patch was reverted. At this point, the patch has been just removed from download. If you already patched the systems and they're working fine, then there's no need to do anything at this point. Windows 8 and other more recent versions of Windows already do have SHA-2 support, so for those operating systems, this patch is not necessary and was not offered. And apparently in China, connections to particular iCloud servers are being intercepted and self-signed certificates are being used in order to eavesdrop on SSL connections. Most browsers should be able to identify these connections and warn the users. Very important not to accept those bad certificates, of course. Given that these are simple self-signed certificates, it's not clear if this is actually government-sponsored or more some other random hacking. Like pretty much all operating systems, iOS does trust the CNNIC certificate authority, which of course would give the Chinese government the ability to create regularly signed certificates to intercept iCloud traffic without having to resort to easily detectable self-signed certificates. And chip and PIN for credit cards just got another important backer, and that's the US government. Per an executive order, all future credit cards being issued for federal employees will be equipped with a chip and PIN. Not 100% sure how much of a difference this will make, given that 1 year from now, October 2015, Visa and MasterCard announced that it expects all merchants to be compatible with a chip and PIN. Recently, of course, with all of the large breaches that we have seen of point-of-sale system in the retail sector, there has been already quite a bit of an acceleration in the replacement of credit card terminals towards newer terminals that at least hardware-wise do support chip and PIN, even though the software feature apparently isn't always enabled. And PHP did release another update for the PHP language. Reason I mentioned this is, and usually we don't cover every PHP update, but this is just 2 weeks after the last update, so it's easy to miss that one. And it does fix some critical code execution flaws. In particular, I think the one in the unserialized function could easily be exploited in many applications. For example, when it is used to dissect session data, or if more complex objects are being stored within a session or a file. Well, that's it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.